Part 2. In this part, you will hear 3 short talks. After each talk, you will hear 6 questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. If you want to, you may take notes as you listen. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to part of a radio show.
This is Mark Stevens reporting live from the Jackson Bonsai Exhibition, where it's buzzing with activity. And the gates have only been open an hour. Who'd have thought bonsai trees would attract such crowds? Just in case you're wondering, we're talking about those miniature trees, you know, those small-scale versions where the trunk, branches, and leaves are all in proportion. Over 40 different species are on display here today, including beech, elm, and maple, to name a few. Bonsai enthusiasts have come from all over to see the exhibits, exchange views, and attend demonstrations. But it's worth dropping by even if you know nothing about bonsai, just to see these miniature trees close up. And if you'd like to try your hand at bonsai cultivation, workshops are being run for novices. There are some impressive bonsai for sale, too. But one message came across loud and clear from the vendors I chatted with at their stands. Bonsai only thrive with specialized care. So unless you're really committed to looking after one, you should probably save your money. They don't come cheap, either, because the price of these specimens really reflects the expertise and long-term effort required to cultivate them. At the moment, I'm standing in the main hall, where the entries for the best bonsai competition are being exhibited. Some of them are like works of art. They really have to be seen to be believed, especially the bonsai pine forest. If you're heading for the exhibition, but you're short on time, this is one area you shouldn't miss. The show is open through Sunday. The winners will be announced then. Now let's go talk to this gentleman.
Number 21. What is the speaker surprised about? Number 22. What does the speaker say about the workshops? Number 23. Who has the speaker been talking to? Number 24. Why does the speaker mention the trees for sale? Number 25. What does the speaker particularly recommend? Number 26. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"The price of these specimens really reflects the expertise and long-term effort required to cultivate them."
Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a librarian talking to a group of people.
Hello, everybody. First of all, thank you for offering to give up some of your free time to help with our Library at Home program. Just to recap, the service offers delivery of books to library cardholders confined to home due to age or health issues. Some of our patrons live quite far out of town, by the way. At the same time, you'll need to retrieve the books they finished and return them to the library. So far, so good. But how will you know which books to bring to someone? Well, basically, it'll be up to you to select the titles. But you won't have to do this without help. You see, when people sign up for the program, they fill in a questionnaire about their favorite authors, genres, that kind of thing. These, and I'll show you some samples in a minute, will help you choose the right reading material for them. Don't forget, library staff are always on hand to make suggestions too. Over time, though, you'll get a better feel for people's likes and dislikes. They sometimes make specific requests too, and that certainly makes life easier. There are no hard and fast rules regarding how long each visit should take. You might just chat for a few minutes on the doorstep when dropping off books, or go inside for a bit. The only requirement is that you visit every 3 weeks or so, depending on the member's wishes, of course. I'll go over how we schedule visits in a minute. One final point. We really do hope that you will be able to keep visiting long term. It's best for everyone if there's continuity and you get to know the people you visit. If you're not sure you can commit to the program at least a year, there are other ways to help us. I'd be happy to fill you in on some options later.
Question 27. Who is the speaker addressing? Question 28. What is the main aim of the program? Question 29. What will the people listening do after the talk? Question 30. Why does the speaker mention library employees? Question 31. What does the speaker ask people to do? Question 32. What is the main purpose of the talk? Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a manager speaking to her team.
I hope you're all wide awake and ready for our workshop. Today is all about engaging with your buyers and turning them into loyal customers. As we all know, last quarter's results left a lot to be desired. We barely broke even. We have 2 months to the end of the year. That's just 2 months to turn things around. It should not be too difficult, since the holiday season is traditionally our best time. During the workshop, we're going to share best practices and do a lot of simulations. But before we dive in, can I ask for a show of hands? How many of you start your sales pitch by talking about our company and our services? That's what I imagined. And let me tell you what happens when you do that. Either they're somewhat interested and will ask you to send them a quote, or they're not interested and will not hesitate to say so. Maybe they're not interested, but will still ask you to send them a quote out of politeness. But we can all agree none of these options is ideal. I want you to remember that your first priority when you interact with potential buyers is to listen to them. You want to discover what they're struggling with, what their goals are. Don't crunch the numbers. First, find out what makes them tick. Listen to understand, not to respond. That's what we call active listening. They're going to buy from you not because you sell what you sell or because you are who you are, but because you care.
Number 33. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 34. What does the speaker say about recent sales results? Number 35. What will the audience do during the session? Number 36. Why does the speaker ask how they start their sales pitch? Number 37. What does the speaker imply about their salespeople? Number 38. What does the speaker mean when she says, "Don't crunch the numbers. First, find out what makes them tick." End of part 2.